He thinks on him. The Tanya. We have Yehuda Oymer, Malan Etzem Aduma B'yechad Omeya. You're allowed to be Malan B'yechad Omeya. And as Rabbi Yehuda holds, you're allowed to pick up the one Truma on Shabbos. We have Shimon Elazar Oymer, Noisenayden Mitzad Zev V'yechad Mitzad Acher. Shimon says, no, so much you know how to do. You can't mamish take out, do a Maisa, picking out one apple and saying, this one's going to be the Truma, and then I'll eat the rest of them. That's like a Maisa ticking. If Shimon says you could just do is, without picking it out, and with your eyes, look as if that apple is going to be the Truma, and the rest of them are going to be Torah. But you see, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Yvice says, you have to pick it up. And you're even allowed to pick it up. So how could that be? How are you allowed to pick it up? You'd be Misakin. The Teretz is, Rabbi Yehuda, Adifim, and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. No. Really, Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. That Nageret Isa Maisa Tikin, once the one apple of Truma falls into 100 apples, it's all bottled. And really, you're allowed to eat it the way it is now, as long as you have in your eyes, with your mind, one you're going to separate later. So it's mutatit right now. So if Yehuda holds, since it's mutatit right now, you're allowed to go now and take a pick up that apple on Shabbos and take it out of here. Because it's not called the Maisa Tikkun. Since you could eat it without picking it up, so if Shimon says, you're not allowed to pick it up. Because if you do that Maisa picking it up, it looks like you're doing a Maisa Tikkun. If Yehuda holds, no. Since you're allowed to eat all these other apples without doing any Maisa, just with your mind, you're separating one apple, so now you're allowed to pick it up, Takam. That's not called the Maisa Tikkun. Rashi, look at him. The Yom Akivan, the Yefshle, the Mevet, Oynik Shabbos, the Kai Gavno, Lita Neina, Bitsad Zev, Lechel, Bitsad Acher, Ein Malin. Does that Reb Shimon? So the Yehuda Adifa, Mekel Tvei Purt, the Yehuda's even Mekel more. The Yom Akivan, the Yochel, Lita Neina, Bitsad Zev, Lechel, Bitsad Zev, Loyheve Misakein. It's not called a Tikkun, since you're allowed to eat it without picking anyone up. Mela Balosa Yamalin, since it's not called a Maisa Tikkun, so therefore you're allowed to pick it up even on Shabbos. He holds you could pick up this apple and put it on the side, and then eat the other 100 apples. So the Mishnah. You have an evan, stam a stone is muksa on top of a barrel, and you want to move the barrel now, there's wine inside the barrel. Is matu al tzidai. Hey, shake the barrel to the side, let the stone fall off, you know, fellas, and then you'll take and use the barrel of wine. Rashi mit al tzidai, mit mate chovius al tzidai, in tzarech lipto min ayayin, ve'evan ha'felis le'et lenum yudayim. If you don't have to pick up the stone, don't pick it up. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to touch the stone itself. It's muksa. So the answer is do a tiltum in atzad. Just shake the barrel and it'll fall off. Hoisa ben hachovis. Let's say the barrel is between a lot of other barrels that you can't shake it to the side and fall off because it'll just fall on top of another barrel. So what's the Yetzer? Magdiya, you're allowed to pick up the whole barrel. As again, you're not touching the stone directly. You're touching the barrel. So you're allowed to pick up the whole barrel. This is called Tzorech Mekoymoy. Or Matu Atzidoy. And move it over to the side out of this place to another place. And when you get to that place there, you'll shake it on the side and it'll fall off. Vino fellas. Asayim alocha moya shal hakar. You have money on top of your pillow. Is Menai Resakar Vino fellas. If you want to use your pillow, you're allowed to just shake the pillow, let the money fall off. That's called a tiltum in atzad. You're not touching directly the money. The money, you're just touching the pillow. So that's mutter. Hoist all of l'shalshelis. Let's say there's some dirt. Some schmutz went on top of the pillow. You want to clean it off. Is mekan chob b'mesatrit. You're allowed to take a shmata and wipe it off. Some dirt falls on a... Look, we saw yesterday. If some dirt falls on your shirt or falls anywhere on a pillow, you're allowed to take another shmata or a napkin and wipe it off. Because you're not making any kibbutz. Since you're not putting any water, there's no risk of kibbutz. Let's say it was some leather. Then you're even allowed to pour water on top of it, like we saw yesterday. On skin, leather, since it's hard, there's no issa pouring water on top of leather. The only issa kibbutz by leather is rubbing the leather together. But just pouring water on leather is mutter. Mashenkin on a beged, since it's soft, pouring water on a beged, that's a maisa kibbutz. So therefore, if you have a dirt on the beged, you're allowed to just wipe it off with a shmata. But pour water, no. But on leather, since that's so hard, there you can even pour water on it, as long as you don't rub the leather together. So the Maramarav Unam, Amarav, Loishon Velo B'Shecheach. That we say, if you have the stone is on top of the wine barrel, you're allowed to move the wine barrel to get the stone off it, that's where you're Shecheach. You just forgot to let, you left the stone before Shabbos. Abu B'Meniach, if before Shabbos, you put the stone on top on purpose, like you had that, this stone should be on top of the barrel. You wanted to protect the barrel. You had not leave it there on purpose. It's halacha nase bosles davroser. In such a case, we say since it's on top of the barrel, the whole barrel underneath is like holding up the stone. It's bosles to the iser, and you're not allowed to touch the barrel. It's even though there's wine inside the barrel, so what? By bosles here, you had that, the stone should be on top. The whole thing becomes osur. Even what? aber mir nicht nass boss da raus ist mut ist aus weiter heiße bei nach hobis mo man tana who the tana says the whole heiche diki sura vetero vetero tachinon be sura lor tachinon as he said now in the mishnah let's say this barrel is in between other barrels so in such a case you can't shake off the stone. So what you have to do is pick up the whole barrel. It's a big tircha. Imam is picking up a big heavy barrel, move it out of this place, and over there you'll shake off the stone. Now the other eitzah would have been, Toshe, just pick off the stone and throw it away. So man tana that says, the cholecha diki isura v'atera, the shal of moving the stone, or else doing it the hefta, just moving the basket, the barrel, v'atera tachinen, we tell you, even though you have to do a lot of tircha, do it the heter, pick up the whole barrel, be isura lor tachinen. We don't let you though touch the stone. Since the stone is muktzah, we don't let you do a shortcut. Just pick up the stone and throw it away. But we'll matriach you to pick up the whole barrel and move it aside and there shake off the stone. Who's this Tana? Om Rabba Bar Bachona, Om Rabbi Yechonon, Reb Shimon Gamlili. I tell you, goes according to Reb Shimon Gamlil. The Tanan. Ha boirer kitnis b'yomtif. On yomtif, you want to separate beans from the pselis. You have like stones inside the beans. You want to separate on Shabbos. Ha boirer kitnis b'yomtif. Is Beishamas, Beishama Yermim, Boirer V'Yoichel, V'Yoichel. You're allowed to separate the Yoichel, take out the kidneys, and eat it. You're allowed to, that's the Yoichel from the Boirer. You shouldn't throw away the Psoilus, but instead take the Yoichel and eat the Yoichel. Or Beisil Lermim, no. Boirer Kedakli. Kedakli means take the Psoilus, take the stones, the bad stuff, and throw that away. You're allowed to do a regular Boirer on Yontif. Becheiko V'Tamchoi. If you do it in your lap, or else B'Tamchoi with a plate, Habi, you don't use a regular sieve. Fetanya the Omer Shem Gamliel, the Medivar Mamurim, when do we say this heter? Sheoichel Meruba la Pselus. Means there's more oichel, there's more food than there is Pselus, the no good stuff, the stones there. So then, Beisilus Matthew, not to be Matriach and take just the oichel, but you're allowed to throw away the stones, the Pselus, since that's less. Avo Pselus Meruba. But let's say you have more stones, more Pselus, than you have oichel al oichel. Is Divrei Hakel everybody holds? Boir oichel, you're only allowed to take out the oichel and not the pselus. So you see, since the oichel is heter and the pselus is iser, we tell you when you have a hechatimsa, do it the heter and don't do it be iser. Fret gemara vohocha tichi oichel meruba ala pselus domi fakert. Here it's doing vohocha tichi oichel. It's like oichel meruba. There's more oichel ala pselus domi. Yet lechur why? Because why do we mat you to pick up the whole barrel? That's a tremendous tircha. You're never going to have to pick up the whole barrel. That's a tremendous tircha. The better rates would be, do less tircha. Hechur here, Beis Hillel's svar is, if you have more oichel, then do the pselus, because it's not so much tircha. But in the case where there's more pselus, then he says, do the less tircha, take the oichel. Why do you take the oichel? Because there's less tircha. So in our case also, there'll be less tircha than picking up the whole barrel, rather just took the stone off. So if I can't, if you want to go bust less tircham, the easier way out is just take the stone and throw it away. And the Gemara know, Hochi nami, kiven di boy le mishkol, loy mishtakol le yayin, adu shokol le lieven. Let's say you want to empty out the whole barrel. You want to drink all the wine out of this barrel. So the only way you're going to get all the wine out of the barrel is by picking up the whole barrel. Hazoy, just to get a little bit of wine out, you just tilt the barrel a little bit, and the wine starts coming out. If you want to empty out the whole barrel, use all the wine, you're going to have to pick up the barrel anyway. So Gemara's saying in the Svara, it's possible on Shabbos, you're going to have to pick up this barrel anyway. Because maybe you're going to want to use all the wine. So Melo, the Iboi Lemishkal, if you want to use the wine, Le Mishtakel Le Yaina, the Shokale, until you pick up the whole thing, So Melo, since there may be Echatimsa, that you're going to have to pick up the whole barrel anyway. So Melo, we say, Lieven Kipselus Meruba Loichodomi, it's like there's more Pselus than the Eichel. So in such a case, we say, do the Eichel or not the Pselus. So this will mother so shver as far as back and forth, but Rashi says, Kivon di boy le mishkal, Loku le yayin min achodis. If you want to take all the wine out of the barrel, Le mishtako le yayin, you can't use the wine, Sheba shuleh, you won't get to the bottom wine in the barrel, Adishoko le magbilo le chodis, until you pick up the whole barrel. So Melo Kipselus Merubadomi. David Chilosa Le Migba. If you don't pick it up at the beginning, Lola Chavius, Soy Soif Mi Boy Lola Agbuye. Anyway, you're going to have to pick up this barrel at the end. Sula Chavius. Hilka Chevele Mapesh Patircha. Therefore, it's considered your Mapesh Patircha. That's why it's Mutter. So anyway, you're going to have to pick up the barrel. So now it's a Shiloh. Once you have to pick up the barrel anyway, we'd rather you just hold the barrel and move it on the side and shake off the stone than pick up the stone itself. since you don't have to touch the muksa directly, it's better not to touch the iser, but to be terech beheder. The mashman of the wouldn't be the svara, then since it's such a big tircham and picking up the barrel, then we could be make or take the stone. Right, hosa ben achovis magbia. Let's say the barrel was between other barrels, so you can't tilt the barrel on the side to get the stone off. Then the answer is pick up the whole barrel, move it on the side, and then you shake off the stone. Tanya b'yesi yomer. Hosa achovis munachas b'yotzer. If the chovis was munach in an oitzer in a storehouse, or shohoya klis chuches munachas tachter, or else you had a glass on the bottom of it. So right, you can't shake the stone on the side, because it'll break the glass. Or b'yotze means there are a lot of barrels next to it, so you can't shake the stone off or go onto another barrel. So this is the heter, magbia, pick up the barrel, lomoka mako to another place, or matu atid, in the second place you'll shake it on the side, vino felis, and there the stone will fall off. In the second place there, you'll take off as much wine as you want, and then when you're finished, you'll have to put it back into its own place. If you have money on top of a pillow, again, when do we say if you want to use the pillow, you just shake off the pillow? That's when the money was done there. You forgot the money before Shabbos. You didn't do it on purpose. But if before Shabbos you on Kavona put the money down that you wanted the money to be on top of the pillow, is alocha nase bosses of dov roser. The pillow is a boss, it's holding up the money, it's like bottle to the money, and the pillow itself becomes muksa. So now you can't touch the muksa, you can't touch the pillow in such a case. When do we say, in a case with Shachayach, where you stam forgot the money there before Shabbos, you didn't put it on purpose, you stam emptied out your pocket and the money fell on the bed, it fell on the pillow, but you didn't do it on purpose. So it's saying you're allowed to shake it off on Shabbos. So lo yishonu, when do we say the only heter is to shake the pillow, elo letzarech gufoy, where all you want to use is just the pillow. There's the case of the pillows in the closet, you don't want to muck in where the pillow is, you just want to get the pillow out of the closet. So the answer is then just shake off the money and take the pillow. Let's say the pillow now is on the bed, and you want to use the bed and the pillow. So you can't give me an eitzah to shake off the money on the bed, because you want to use the bed also. So in such a case, then you're allowed to pick up the whole pillow, and carry the pillow to the side, and shake off the money there. Because vaita, you're not touching directly the money. It's called a tiltum menatzad. Tiltum menatzad is mutl tzarech dovra mutl. So since you want this mukum, you're allowed to pick up the money just holding the car, and it's mutl. V'chein toni chia ba'rav midiftoi. Loishonu elu tzarech gufoi. When do we say you could only shake it off, but not pick up the pillow? When you don't want the mukum where the pillow is. So then shake off the money right there, and just take the pillow away. For the case where you want the mukum where the pillow is, it's on your bed. You want to use that mukum, you can't empty off the money onto the bed. Is matantloi. Then you're allowed to pick up the old pillow the way it is, because it's called a tiltum in atzad. Even though the money is on top of the pillow, so what? You're not touching the money directly. You're touching the pillow. It's called a tiltum in atzad. You're touching it indirectly. It's mutum. Fight the moya shalakar menar. The money on top of the pillow, shake the pillow. Om Rabbi Shia. Shokach arniti b'chotzer. If you forgot your arniti, you forgot your wallet in the chotzer. So, courier, so shalom shum hefsid. You're afraid somebody may come and steal it. It's a shalom for muksa now. You want to carry it into your house. Talk about your own backyard. You have an eruv there. You're allowed to carry it from the backyard into your house. Because the shalom for muksa though. A wallet is muksa. So what's the eitzah to get the wallet into your house? So he says, maniach aleh kikar atinik. Put a piece of bread, or else a tinnik, on top of the wallet, or metaltloy, and then you can metaltle it. So you have such a heter. It's about the tzarech hefsid, so you make on such an oifen. Om Rav Yitzchak, shachach levena b'chotzer. Somebody left a brick, also that he wants to use for building, it's a chosh of a brick, in the chotzer, and he wants to move it out of the rain, shouldn't ruin it. As a mliach le akikur a tinnik, let him put a dover het, let him put a piece of bread or a tinnik, a child, on it. Humataltla, and you have had to move muksa that way. Well, soon see we don't hold like this. Om Rav Yehuda bar Shela, Om Rav Asi, pam achas, one time it happened, shechacho diskiya malaya mois. He forgot outside a bag full of money, outside in his backyard. Besartia. It was mamashin Rosh Hashanah Rabin. So he was very worried, he lost $100 in Rosh Hashanah Rabin. He went to ask Rabbi Yechonon, what's an eitzah? What can I do for my money bag I left in the Shusharabim? He told him, So the Bissu Shaila, how do you get the Kikri after Shus Rabin? Bishleim with the Tinik could be was outside there. So Kura Kikri, you have to say, it's talking about a Metzias, we are right next to the money in the Shus Rabin, there was a bread there, a piece of bread was there. So you're allowed to pick up the bread and put it on top of the money. For Tutla, you're allowed to move it. Ah, you're in the Rishus Rabim, where can you go Rishus Rabim? So Rashi says it means Pakas Pakas Medal Damas. You put the piece of bread on top of the money, so you have Heta now, Al Tefsa the money to move the money, you pick it up, walk Dal Damas, stop, then you go Vaita until you get it to a Mokim Mishumar. You have such an Eitzah. So the Gemara, Omer Mazutre Hilchus Vakachal Hanishmaitetor. We passed like all these cases, Bushachech. And the case where you forgot your money outside, but you didn't do it on purpose, it was an einish, you forgot it. So Mishum Hef said, how money the Rabbanan will make on such cases? Rav Ashi Yomar Afilu Shochach Namiloy. He knows no. Even if of accident you forgot your money outside, you don't have this heter to put kikar, to put bread on top of the muksa to make it ice muksa. Why? V'loy Omru Kikar Roitinik El Lameis Bavad. This heter we only have by a mace. And the case the mace is muksa on Shabbos. Let's say a mace is outside in the chotzer and the sun, it's a bizoyin ha-mace, you want to move him. So the Yetzer is, you're allowed to put bread on top of the mace, and the Rabbanu will make us covered ha-mace, you're allowed to move the mace. So it's only a special heter, only covered ha-mace, it's mutter. Not le-covered, not for stamuksa. And that's the loch like this. So the Mara Abaya, monach, kipo, akipo. Abaya put the kipo, trash a kipo, akipo. But meniach tarvot, he put a spoon. He had bundles of tefuah in the backyard and he wanted to touch it on Shabbos, so he put a spoon on top of it. We'll soon see why he did it. Even though we just passed in the sauce, we'll soon see why he did it. Vaita Rovach Monach Sakino Arba Yoina. Rova put a knife on top of a dead chicken. It was geshachted chicken, a raw chicken. Even though Hura and Havmina's raw chicken is muksa, the Havmina was, so he wanted to move the chicken, so he put a knife on top of it, he moved it, agav the knife. Umatatlo. Omer Rav Yosef. Like how sharp are these halachis? But they're all the dardiki like small kids. Eshkins, when the rabbanim say you're allowed to do this? When you forgot it outside before Shabbos. But mechila you're allowed to do this. And vaita, even so, we passed before that it's awesome. Om Rabaya, ilab the adam choshev ano. If I wasn't the adam choshev shno, keep alomli. I'll tell you the reason why it's mutter mikradin. I only did it because I'm an adam choshev. Why? For chosle mizgalayu. What I put my spoon on top of? On top of bundles of imrim, of tvua. It's right to sit on. So Mela wasn't mukser anyway. So Mikra did not allow to move it anyway. I did it stamas, not them choshev. People shouldn't come to be mekel. I did an extra chumrah. And Amar Rova the same thing. I know when I put this thing on top of the knife on top of the raw chicken, ilav the yodim choshev ano sakina bayena lomli. Why do I have to have a knife on top of a raw chicken? Hochoz lem yumtza. A raw chicken is not mukser on Shabbos because since people can eat raw meat, so since you can eat a raw chicken, it's not called mukser. So time of the chaz l'yumtza. And why is it mutter? Because it's chaz l'yumtza. People could eat raw meat on Shabbos. Or it means lad afka Shabbos. It means in the middle of the weekday. If all people eat raw meat therefore it's not mukza. It's mashma holoi chaz l'yumtza, but if it wouldn't be for this svara that people could eat raw meat, loy. He'll hold this also by mukza. It's l'meim rov is the rov will have you this really. You want to tell me rov holds like Yehuda that he holds for mukza? That rov holds like Yehuda shita. So therefore the raw meat, if it wouldn't be for the svara that people eat it, it's called muksa nebiyasa. I bought my rov l'shamei. Rov told the shamish, tovali barabza on yontefes, cook me up a chicken, a duck, v'shadi meil shunya, and throw the kishkis to the cat. So the kashi rov himself threw the kishkis to the cat. So the shadr is the kishkis now on Shabbos is on yontefes muksa. He touched the kishkis, the insides, and threw it to the cat. Today, nobody eats the kishkis, right? So even though the kishkis of a duck is edible, but the mice is junk, and you don't need it on Yontif. You need it maybe another day. In the middle of the week, they have nothing to eat, you'll eat it. But on Yontif, you don't need it. So now, if you don't need it today, it should buy muksa. Yesterday, it was aiming for a person to use it. And on Yontif, people don't need it. So who should like muksa? So if you're telling me now, Rav holds like Yehuda, he holds for muksa, why was he matted to throw the kishka to the cat on Yomtiv? And the Gemara Hosom, Kivan, the Misrach, Daiti, Alavayim, Yesmol. Tertiv, the kishkis, if you don't